Blog Talk Radio.
It's just me and you tonight. Yeah. I don't need my friends. I don't need no drugs. All I need is one-on-one with you to learn about your love. I don't need distractions, I just need a word from you. Just do what you need to do. It's just me and you tonight. And I'm trying to get my life right with you. I just wanna live in paradise. And the castle's where I find light in you. It's just me and you tonight. And I'm trying to keep my life right with you. I just wanna live in paradise. And the castle's where I find life in you. Yeah. God, show me what book. Show me chapter and verse. God, through you, show me what you need me to see in your words. God, give me your heart and bring heaven on earth. I just wanna be where you are, cause there I'll find a
way. I hear you now, I hear you now.
I just wanna be everything that you want me to be, cause finally
I hear you now, I hear you now.
It's just me and you tonight. Trying to get my life right with you. I just wanna live in paradise. And the castle's where I find life in you. It's just me and you tonight. And I'm trying to get my life right with you. I just wanna live in paradise. And the castle's where I find life in you. Trying to get my life right with you. I just wanna live in paradise. And the castle's where I find life in you. It's just me and you tonight. And I'm trying to get my life right with you. I just wanna live in paradise. And the castle's where I find life in you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the moment, spoken in his words, ring in his hand, but can't pronounce the verbs. Heard it on TV, down on a bended knee. If love is forever, let's make it to eternity. Burning in his stomach, the butterflies are fluttering. The four-letter word is staggered by a stuttering. I love ya. Slip the ring on a finger that moves smooth as butter. Honey, baby, never had a chance. Was struck by the feeling at the very first glance. Dancing the night away under the stars, floating on a cloud. Off the matrimony mars. Beauties dreaming of a white wedding. The type where they kiss under a sunset setting. Honey on a honeymoon, living out of fantasies. Man by your side, blacked out from reality. Baby, on the way, a son to be desired, father in the making, mother to be admired, through the labor, the love so strong, baby boy born, complete the family bond, a take-home recipe, food for the soul, truth, the ingredients, the purpose unfolds, mommy, daddy, the big boy speaking, a crawl to a walk, now he's running through the weekends, don't cry, mommy, he's getting so big, it seems like yesterday you first placed him in his crib, flipping through the birthdays, it seemed to fly by, father teaches son to ride his very first bike, loving dad, raised the boy to be a man, send him off to college where it's time to take a stand, proud parents with visions of the future, a doctor, a lawyer, the free world ruler. Living life at a later stage, two senior citizens celebrating elder age. I've seen so much in the visions of their days. Eternal is the love, you can see it in their gaze. Amazed by their son who brought them a grandson. Stayed with his wife, so the two was a tandem. Taught him well to never abandon. The life he was gifted wasn't given at random. Older folks still tended to the touch. Remember younger days, hopscotch and double dutch. Love letters written in crayon. School days, holidays, and holding hands. Stand by one another through the good and the bad. Papa's a protector if mama's feeling sad. Made it to the finish line, marriage's been blessed. Now off to the heavens to let the flesh rest.
What's this? Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's a special day. You know, today is Super Bowl Sunday, and we got a special episode for everybody right now. Kings of Kings Radio, sponsored by the Citizen Clan out of Los Angeles, California. And this is on the Top Star Hip Hop Radio platform. Right now, we got a special producer in the building. We're going to bring him on in a little bit. We're going to spin one more track, and then we're going to get to it. And this is Brighter by Jada Thompson on Kings of Kings Radio with your host, Grizzly Lil Cub. Heaven's Little Angel, and right now we are going to bring our first guest live. Hey, Soul, you there, bro?
What's up?
What's good, man? Introduce yourself to the fans, man.
Yo, what's up, everybody? I'm Brookfield Mackey, a.k.a. Soul. I rap and produce, make beats.
Oh, yeah, man.
From Georgia.
Oh, yeah, man, I've got a couple beats from you before, bro, and I played them. You're a great producer, bro. Have you produced anything lately?
Yeah, I play guitar, too, and lately I've been working on a rock project, and that's coming along pretty good.
Nice, man. Are you sticking to the hip hop genre, or are you touching down in any other genres?
I want to like have that rock feel, but you know, I started with hip hop, and that's like where my heart is. So it'll be more of a rockish tone with like 808 snares and drums.
I feel you, man. So do you have like any inspirations in rock music?
Yeah, I'd say my top inspirations would be people like Kid Cudi, Wiz Khalifa, Nas, of course, and Snoop Dogg.
Nice, man. What's your favorite album from Snoop?
From Snoop?
Yeah.
I would say Doggy Style.
I feel you, man. So do you like it better? Do you like him better as Snoop Dogg or Snoop Lion?
I'm close with the whole like Snoop Lion positive vibe thing, cause like, you know, like I kind of try and do that myself, but like his whole like Rastafarianism and, you know, not being like as gangster but still kind of gangster, portraying a positive message, like I can really get with that. So like to me, he's still the same person. He ain't smoking no less.
Right, right. You know, I feel like the hip hop game could use a little bit more positivity, you know?
Yeah.
So where are you from? Where are you located on the map?
I'm originally from Georgia, Macon, Georgia, like so close to Atlanta. But right now I've been living in Alabama for like the past 5 years, and I've been enjoying it here.
So what kind of music is most popular out there in Alabama?
Alabama, the artists here aren't as much like Georgia. They got their whole like trap thing going. I will say they kind of do that here, but it's more of a old school feel, or more of a like raw hip hop feel, I feel like.
Okay. Have you ever put an old school feel into any of the beats that you've created?
Yeah, I have like a long. I used to do it like a lot, but here lately I've been kind of doing my own thing. But a while ago I did a remix of I forgot the name of the artist, but it was Just Breathe or Breezing. I forgot who made it, but I did a old school hip hop of that. That was so long ago. I haven't like really been touching it too much lately.
I feel you, man. I feel you. So other than music, do you get down and do you have like any other dreams and stuff that you want to accomplish?
Yeah, like, of course I do music. I'm an artist right now, and I've been doing that. But that's kind of like, that's actually secondary. I go to the University of Alabama, and I'm a senior engineering major. So that's been, like, my primary concern. That's kind of like how I'm, like, good at, like, software and making beats, because I'm an engineer in general.
Right. Right, right, right. So, how is it going to class in Alabama for engineering? Do you feel it's harder to go to school for something you love, or do you feel it's easier, you know, learning in school instead of staying at home or learning it on your own?
It really depends on the person and the teacher. Like, if you're smart, then you can learn it on your own. School just kind of, I think the best thing about college is, like, of course you can learn everything on your own online, but college, introduces you kind of, like, almost to the real world, and you get to meet people and, like, network and connect, and that's, like really helpful because, like, going to, like, school, like, homeschool, staying home, studying, you're not going to meet anybody. But you come out of college, you will meet tons of people, you will learn, like, so much aside from, like, education, like, academics. It is like show you about the world, I feel like, or get you ready.
I feel you, man, because like as of recently, because I'm a freshman in college, and I've been meeting a lot of people. It's kind of new, but when meeting new people, what do you feel is key in meeting someone the right way? You know, like new friends and showing them who you are. What do you feel is key that you have to get across to the other person?
It's weird though. Like for me, like kind of having this double life of being like a professional engineer, and then like being an artist too with a completely different name, it's all about, like, where you meet me. Because, like, you meet me, like, in a professional environment, then I'm going to be, I'm a normal person. But I say if you, like, come up to me after a show or something, you know, I might be drunk. Like, I'll be more entertaining. Definitely. But it depends on, like, what I'm trying to get across, like, where I am or what, like, what aspect, like, you meet me, like, what's relative to the, like, situation, I guess.
I feel you, man. So, you after your shows, but, like, so, I mean, yeah, you know, you drink, I'm a blazer, man. Like, out here in California, you know, I'm not really much of a drinker. I'm more of a,
yeah,
you know, an herb guy. But when you're out there, how do you, you know, mentally stay, you know, able to do music and interact with people when you drink? I mean, I'm just asking.
Well, yeah, I kind of use drinking as an example. I drink, I'm mainly a smoker too, to be honest. I drink a little bit, but I don't really get drunk like that anymore. I just mainly smoke. But I just, I really don't try. I just, like, however I'm feeling. Of course, like, if I'm, like, in my Brookfield Mackie soul mode, then I'm feeling a little bit different than I would be if I'm just, like, in my regular, like, engineering mode.
I feel you.
It's like a different mindset.
So as time is changing and things are going by, how are you going to take your music and how are you going to take it from the present time and able to use it in the future? What's your plans on using it in the future and allowing the next generation to know that this guy makes music that we all can relate to?
Really, I think it's all about finding that way to connect with people. That's the main goal. The next goal is, you got to get your point across, like, emotionally. Like, whatever you're trying to portray, however you're feeling, you want to get that across. But not only do you want to get it across, you want to make it sound good. So, for me, I don't have a, like, oh, I got to do, like, dubstep. I got to do this. I got to, like, make a beat specifically this horn. For me, music is just about what sounds good and what you can feel. And I feel like if you can feel it, then it'll last, like, through the times, and that's really, I want to make timeless music.
Have you, as of recently, you know, I came across a couple of artists, like, one of them was McCray, and he went number one as of recently. Have you heard of anybody from his record label?
Who?
McCray, he's from Reach Records. He was just now, his album Anomaly went number one, which is pretty crazy.
Actually, I haven't.
Oh, man, you have to check him out, bro. He's destroying the hip-hop game with a good, like, in a good way. He's killing it.
Yeah, Lecrae?
Yeah, man. He just dropped an album called Anomaly, and it hit number one on Billboard very fast.
I'm going to check him out. I've been kind of listening to music, but lately I haven't even, like, been keeping up with artists. As, like, aside from myself, I've been kind of, like, in my own zone. To be honest.
Oh, I feel you, man. I feel you. Well, for right now, we're going to bump some more of these great artists that we have right here loaded up, and we're going to have you kick back for a little bit, then we'll bring you live a little bit later, all right?
Word up.
All right, man. All right, everybody. That was Soul the Ninja. We had him live. Right now, we're going to bump some more of these great artists that we have here on Kings of Kings Radio, and we're going to kick it off with Ronaldo the Man. You know, every week we bump this at least once, and it has, like, the best message I ever heard, and it probably impacts our generation more than, you know, anything that's going on out there. So y'all just check it out and let me know what y'all think.
I want to talk to you about morals. The morals of the young people today, it's going to get them in big trouble. I'm telling you, because they act like they don't know the difference between right and wrong. And this is the truth. And you see, one of the reasons is their parents. Their parents are not taking care of the children. They are not telling them the difference between right and wrong. But then part of, wait now, no ma'am, you have to listen. Because part of the responsibility is the children, because this is their life. It's not their mama's, it's not their papa. I'm telling you, they have to think for themselves. Even if their mama and papa didn't do something about it, girl, look, The children have to think and try their best to come on up. Come on up.
R.I.P. Dr. Maya Angelou. And this one right here, this is for the people. I feel like it's just a little bit overdue. I say this is for my sisters, and only for my sisters. Carry your self-respect if you want to become a mistress. Honey, it's nutritious to do it for you. Respect yourself, and the real men will respect you too. Just tell the girls in the world that on the way to be ladies, that is books before boys, because boys bring babies. They stare in your eyes, then tell you some lies, saying whatever they can just to divide them thighs. But don't be surprised, just recognize these lanes. Don't shun us though, boo, because we ain't all the same. And since we both know that none of us are perfect, only the one that's meant for you is going to see you really worth it. Remember, beauty comes in every shade, shape, and size, but it starts inside, so dry your eyes and recognize you can't depend on the loving from nobody else. So in the end, the thing, you gotta love yourself. On top of that, stay true to your worth, because if you settle for less, then it only gets worse. So please remember for you that you a queen, and your value ain't defined by these material things, honey. Staying strong like you supposed to be. You make the world go round, so of course you mean the most to me. But if you feel you need to weave and make up, you a sleeping beauty, shorty, take it off and wake up. Yeah, girl, I know you've been through a lot, and you go through a lot, whether you show it or not. But please, stand strong, it's soon to be gone, and single mother, God got you, keep calm, baby, so keep it here. Woman, black woman and death. This is for my brothers, and only for my brothers. We gotta step it up, protect our sisters and the youngsters. We've all been creating baby mothers, or awakening to love with no intention to be lovers. Kill each other for juice, jackets and shoes, while other folks amuse, while we build us through fools. Cause one of us dead, while the other's in jail. It's reach one, teach one, and now for the spare. But tell me, brother, how we gonna be good when we don't look out for each other like a real brother should? Especially when we know another needs it. We gotta stop treating each other how we wanna be treated. Cause if we don't, then nobody real. The truth's all around, they don't care about us for real. And even our women starting to think they don't need a man, so let me help you understand. If mama don't need a man, daughter won't need a man, then guess what? Little man don't want to be a man. And we the ones that turn our boys to the leaders, and loving our daughter first to show her how a man should treat us. Y'all, we need to stop respecting our women and stop neglecting our women. Need checking our women. Cause if we don't, then the unity's gone. The next breed of dinosaurs to be swept with the storm, y'all. So let's step like Spike and do the right thing. Every home's a kingdom, every kingdom needs the right king. I know it's tough, young brother, but don't let up. I know it's tough to get the world home, but gotta keep your head up. Public enemy number one. This is for the youth who've been needing the truth. Playing sports are cool, but reading books are too. Remember, everything in life requires balance. So try some different activities and you might find your talent. But if you found it, keep on doing your thing. And never let folks make you stop believing in dreams. If it's positive and makes you happy, go ahead and do it. But if you want to go far with it, work hard to pursue it. And never ever lose your focus in school. You can have fun, but gotta get your good grades too. Not cause your teachers or parents been telling you to, but because when you graduate, it's all on you. Now stay true to yourself, be real with your friends. Cause if you don't, all you think you really have is pretend. To the bully, wait till the bully fed up. No matter what you're going through, remember you need to always keep your head up.
On the fresh spring flower by the bud, and me, oh me, I'm I'm a beast, get my buzz, you my buzz. No drugs, perfect love from above. Override when we argue, fuss and fight, push and shove. You like thunder when you crying, rain when you yelling. Only when your love gone, I feel like dying. Your smile is like sunshine, your hands are like dewdrops. The chance for romance make me sing on the housetop. God made you so pretty, go to praise my God, bless this woman. I melt when I see ya. Is this the reincarnated Bathsheba? Am I Solomon? Is this the queen of Sheba? I want her, I need her, get Adam, she eat her. Natural, no we her, no makeup, no need, no clothes, no need. Only God can see, we can dip in a pool, in the cool of the day. Don't be ashamed or afraid, don't you ever run away. What God put together, man, never separate.
When I'm out of the room, beautiful day. When a man loves a woman, that's a beautiful day. When a devil do each other, that's godly. Yahweh, holy is a temple and the temple is his body. When a man loves a woman and a woman loves a man, in a soul and a dead, on a mighty I am, that of Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham, disappeared from the man and made a woman.
She desires me, and that inspires me. The power to inspire, but emotionally. Call you Aphrodite, don't deny me, I'm your hunter before God, Nimrod. They just babble trying to get you, you don't want to know the end of you. Head to toe every inch of you, have an intimate interview, spiritual, not lyrical. Lord made one out of two, he unconditional, my gospel unconventional, I'm so John Baptist. Backflip in the water, Father forgive me, I back.
When a man loves a woman, that's a beautiful thing. When a man loves a woman, that's a beautiful thing. When a devil do each other, that's godly.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Grizzly Lil' Cub, and we have another special guest in the building, and we're going to have him introduce himself right now. And, you know, he goes by the name of Webley, and so we're going to bring him on right now. As soon as we get his name up, give us one quick second, guys. A little technical difficulties real quick. But as you guys know, it's Super Bowl Sunday, and we're not really a big fan of the Patriots over here. Eh, go figure. Fan of the New York Giants, so I'm going with Seattle. You know what I mean? So I'm not really worried about it. So we're going to keep it pushing. As a matter of fact, give us one more song, and then we'll be ready to play. And right now we are going to spin. Oh, no, it popped up, guys. Webley, are you there, man?
Yeah, I'm on live.
All right, man. Introduce yourself to us real quick.
Yeah, man. It's your boy, Webley, you know. Reggae. Lovers Rock singing sensation.
And tell us about your 2015 so far.
It's acting far so well. I'm in New York. I'm doing a couple of promotion as well on my single now, King's Highway. Which,
nice.
That's the song you're about to feature, of course.
All right, so we're gonna spin that track, and then we're gonna get into the interview. All right?
Yeah, man, no problem.
So drop that track for us, and then we'll play it. Tell us what it's about.
All right, King's Highway is really about a lifestyle. It's actually, when I say I'm moving on the King's Highway, it means I'm strengthening myself. I'm cleaner. I'm wiser. I'm better. So I'm taking a better path. Really, the song was inspired. I was actually walking in Jamaica a day, and the song just come to me. So, and the rest is history, of course, you know.
All right. Well, y'all heard it from him first. This is King's Highway by your boy.
Webley,
of course.
Webley, W-E-B-L-E-Y, live and loud.
Webley, all right, this is King's Highway on Kings of Kings Radio by your host, Grizzy Lil Cub. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Once Upon a Time by my man, Webley. And we're going to bring him back live. Yo, Webley, you there, bro?
Yeah, man, live on load.
So tell us about that track, King's Highway, man. We listened to it, and this is my second time listening to it because we played it last Sunday. So
right.
When we first, it's an amazing track, man. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, man, thank you very much. As I said, it was actually inspired. I was inspired in Jamaica. The song was written in Jamaica, of course. And it's just a natural way of living. And as I said, purging new life.
Right.
So that's basically for King's Highway.
Right. And now that you're
living a more righteous life.
Yeah, that song, it gives hope. And do you feel like giving hope in your music, it gives your music a whole new look and a whole new feel to it?
Right. Because remember, that's what reggae is all about as well. Give hope, you know, and love, peace.
That's right. And I feel like reggae, it's almost time for reggae to hit the mainstream again. You know what I mean?
Yes, man, yes. And I'd love to be one of those who help it to propel it there.
Yeah, I feel you, man. You know what? And about that, you don't have to hope no more because it's already done. Because you, sir, your music is pure. Because back
yes,
in the 90s,
yes.
In the 90s, we had, like, I was born in 95, so I was listening to Bounty, I was listening to Beanie.
Oh,
I was listening to all
yeah. The dance outside, yes.
Yes. But
yes,
growing up,
yes.
My pop, he played Garnet Silk, and my mom played a lot of Garnet Silk and a lot of the old cats, like Papa Son and
right,
Lieutenant Ditchie and all of them.
Yes,
so, man,
yes.
You have your sound has like a mixture of a seriousness of Bounty and Beanie of dancehall, but it has the vibe of the old
yes.
school lovers rock that everybody misses.
Right. Well, that's because I'm inspired as some of those artists as well. Because growing up, me myself listened to some of those artists as well. You know, I'm more of a listener to like the Dennis Brown, the Gregory Isaac. Hurry, Sandy, those more iconic
right.
singers. Yeah.
I feel you, man. So around what age did you start doing, like you knew you wanted to do music?
Probably at the age of about 15.
15, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would be at stage shows, watching everybody on stage and wishing it was me on stage performing. So even up to now, when I go to stage show, I feel uncomfortable in the crowd. I love to be on stage.
And what age did you start performing live?
All right. The thing is, I started performing as early as because I used to be a dancer before. So I'm always a performer. I was always a performer because I used to perform at my high school. So the crowd is nothing new. I'm used to the crowd. But performing as in singing now, as a singer, it would be about 1992.
Wow, that's before I was born.
Okay.
Right, okay. So do you have any plans of ever coming to the west coast of California?
Well, yes, I'm just waiting on some people to invite me and to put me on some shows there. I'm hoping, I'm ready, you know. So anybody out there who's listening and ready for aspiring reggae artist to come over and do something, hook me up, link me up. I can be there. I will be there. I'm ready.
All right, man. Oh, well, you know what? Give us, tell everybody your Twitter name right now, and we're going to spin another track by you, and then we're going to get back into some more interviews.
No problem. It's my Twitter name. Also, my Instagram is WEBLEY0. That's Webley0. WEBLEY0. That's my Twitter and my Instagram name. You can go ahead and follow me right now. And I promise I'll follow back.
All right, y'all heard that here, man. Follow my new homie, Webley. And we're about to spin his new track. Well, it's not really new no more, but it's still hot to me. This is By the Crossing by my man Webby. Check it out.
Oh, hey, yeah. watching you for the longest time. Let's get together. Let me tell you what's on my mind.
Yo, that was By The Crossing by my man Webley. Y'all can find him on Twitter and Instagram at WEBLEY0. And make sure if you're out here on the coast of California and you need a reggae artist to rock a show, you need features, you need anything, make sure you contact this artist or contact us here at Kings of Kings Radio, and we will link you with him or have him link with you. Anything is possible, you know what I mean? We put God first, and that gives us the key to have anything possible. So we're going to bring Webley back live right now. We're going to wrap the interview up and get some last words from him. Hey, yo, brother, you still there, man?
Yeah, man, blessings.
So tell us, are you watching the Super Bowl today?
Well, actually, I'm sitting right in front of the Super Bowl now. I'm looking at it. I'm not really watching it, but I'm looking at it.
What's the score right now?
What's the score? Let me see. What's that? If you can hear it in the background, can you hear they're talking about Tom Brady right now?
Oh, we can't hear it over here, man.
Okay, they're talking about Tom Brady right now. They're doing a feature on him.
Oh, all right,
yes.
For sure. So, we want you to come out here to California. And you know what? After the show, I'm going to be meeting with you later. Do you have any final pointers or anything you want to give to the rest of the viewers and listeners?
Sure. I'd like to say, first of all, I have some people to pick up. I'd like to pick up my Brooklyn peeps, my Jamaican peeps, of course, all the LA peeps, all my Caribbean peeps, of course, all the persons who, believe in me and trying to, let reggae music propel where it should be. So a big respect to all those people and, all the artists who are trying to come up now, aspiring artists, you have to love music, love God, of course, put God first, Remember, God is the creator, and you got to do what you got to do. So you have to work on your craft as well and be positive. That's the key. Be positive in what you're doing and spread the word, love, of course.
Yes. All right, man. Well, Webley, it was nice having you on again, bro. Stop by.
I do appreciate it, man. Do appreciate it, and big respect, and go on, go on, pump the tune them for me. And as I said before, anybody out there who's interested in working with a reggae artist, I'm ready and willing. Remember, you can link me on Twitter. Remember, you can listen to my tracks on SoundCloud and Reverb Nation, of course. That's Webley. And anybody who wanna, who's interested in booking me on a show or something, you can always link Kings of Kings Radio, of course, and link me personally. You can use my email, that's shykhal@gmail.com. Blessed and enough respect.
All right, man. You have a great Sunday, and God bless you,
man.
Take care.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Yeah.
So up next, we have a real music records artist, and today is her birthday. So I know she's not going to be able to hear you, but I want everybody to give her a happy birthday, and I'm going to bring her on right now. Please introduce yourself, and also happy birthday to you as well.
Thank you. My name is Salaki Vaz, senior artist here at Real Music Records. Hope everybody's having a blessed Sunday. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I actually never heard a track from you, and we have this track called Brainwaves and Goodbyes. You want to tell us what that's about?
Yeah, that's actually one of my most popular tracks. The whole story behind that song is a lot of people, they'll hear the title and they're like, what does that mean? It's kind of a play on words. So it's just talking about, the way you think that refers to your brainwaves. And then, saying goodbye to the way that you think, just allowing, God to make that difference in your life. So it's basically just talking about, saying goodbye to the old version of yourself and just allowing the way that you think to be renewed. So basically that's just what I was rapping about.
All right. Well, can you drop that for us and then we'll play it right after you drop?
Of course. Listening live on King of Kings Radio. This is Brainwaves and Goodbyes. Enjoy.
Yeah, this is
music from the soul, y'all.
I don't need your benzos. I'm sleeping on your benzes. Get outside of your coma. God is wrapped around my senses. Drop my old person like a single on the web, homie. I ain't never nervous. It's a system in my head.
I got these brainwaves and goodbyes. Brainwaves and goodbyes. Brainwaves and goodbyes. Cut between them good lies. Brainwaves and goodbyes. Brainwaves and goodbyes. Race me, first place. No pride.
I got these brainwaves and goodbyes. Caught between them good lies. Harvesting of my good labor, they multiplying like fruit flies. Couldn't even be honest. Try to offer your comments. I revolve around the sun, so leave your tail to burn with your comments. These gaps in synapses, they dopamine is contagious. These actors in these magazines gon' make you feel like you famous. My mind is out of anger. attractive. Get pumped up and hot gas and hit the wall so fast it. Done with being too passive. I'm focused on what's classic. My mindset is eternal and your brain waves drastic. Hold yourself if you wise enough. Your wisdom gotta be worthless. I realize with my real eyes, my people dilate purpose. Related all to my physio and I scale the straight and narrow. Cause I'm married to the voice of truth. They call me Mia Farrow.
I got these brain waves and good vibes. Brain waves and good vibes. Brain waves and good vibes. Caught between them good lies. Brain waves and good vibes. Brain waves and good vibes. Race me, first place. No pride, no pride.
They got opinions with they millions and then they giving they 2 cents. He's lord over my whole land. You double minded with 2 rents. Harder than pavement, so I lay it down to follow. They sleepy at 11, call my mission Miss Apollo. They be tipping and sipping and tripping the light, squaring my roots and he gave me foresight. Living like you don't acknowledge the sun, but I'm praising them with every lyric I write. Step in, I better hold up. Spit game like a controller. My cup is still overflowing, no levy bagging it, no love. What's the point of you saying swerve is hitting curves on my nerves? I gave you soul food, been dashing it, and you give the people hors d'oeuvres. Turn the way that you thinking, cause my turn signal is blinking bright. Christ is still my answer, where the matter grain, black or white. Brain waves like oceans, on the rock and I stand. I'm no longer who I was and all because of him I am. I got these brain waves like oceans, footsteps in the sand. I'm no longer who I was and all because of him I am.
I don't need your benzos, I'm sleeping on your benzes. Get outside of your coma, God is wrapped around my senses. Drop my old person like a single on the web, homie. I ain't never nervous. It's the system in my head.
I got these brain waves and good vibes. Brain waves and good vibes. Brain waves and good vibes. Caught between them good lies. Brain waves and good vibes. Brain waves and good vibes. Race me, first place. No pride, no pride.
Brain waves.
Yo. I don't care who you are. I don't care what side of the map you are from, whether it's West Coast, East Coast, North America, South. I don't care where you at. You got to admit that track was fire, and you know how we do on Kings of Kings Radio. If the track is hot, artist is hot, and the lyrics is hot, we got to replay it again. That's just what we do. So here we go again. This is Solachi Vaz. Breaking down the airwaves on Kings of Kings Radio with brain waves and good vibes. Pull up the chop there.
Yeah, this is
music from the soul, y'all.
I don't need your benzos, I'm sleeping on your benzes. Get outside of your coma, God is wrapped around my senses. Drop my old person like a single on the web, homie. I ain't never nervous. It's the system in my head.
I got these brain waves and good vibes. Brain waves and good vibes. Brain waves and good vibes. Caught between them good lies. Brain waves and good vibes. Brain waves and good vibes. Race me, first place. No pride, no pride.
I got these brain waves and good vibes. Caught between them good lies. Harvesting of my good labor. They multiplying like fruit flies. Couldn't even be honest. Try to offer your comments. I revolve around the sun, so leave your tail to burn with your comments. These gaps in synapses, they dopamine is contagious. These X's in these magazines gon' make you feel like you famous. My mind is out of anger, you can say that I'm outrageous. This storm inside of my brain, I let the rain fall to my pages. It's too plastic, a tactic, my tactics attractive. Get pumped up and hot gas and hit the wall so fast it. Done with being too passive, I'm focused on what's classic. My mindset is eternal and your brain waves drastic. Hold yourself if you wise enough, your wisdom gotta be worthless. I realize with my real eyes, my people dilate purpose. Related all to my physio and I scale the straight and narrow. Cause I'm married to the voice of truth, they call me Mia Farrow.
I got these brain waves and good vibes. Brain waves and good vibes. Brain waves and good vibes. Caught between them good lies. Brain waves and good vibes. Brain waves and good vibes. Race me, first place. No pride, no pride.
They got opinions with they millions and then they giving they 2 cents. He's lord over my whole land. You double minded with 2 rents. Harder than pavement, so I lay it down to follow. my cup is still overflowing, no levy bagging it, no lies. What's the point of you saying swerve is hitting curves on my nerves? I gave you soul food, been dashing it, and you give the people hors d'oeuvres. Turn the way that you thinking, cause my turn signal is blinking bright. Christ is still my answer, where the matter grain, black or white. Brain waves like ocean, on the rock and I stand. I'm no longer who I was and all because of him I am. I got these brain waves like ocean, footsteps in the sand. I'm no longer who I was and all because of him I am. I don't need your benzos, I'm sleeping on your benzes. Get outside of your coma, God is wrapped around my senses. Drop my old person like a single on the web, homie. I ain't never nervous, it's the system in my head.
I got these brain waves and good vibes, brain waves and good vibes, brain waves and good vibes. Caught between them good lies, brain waves and good vibes, brain waves and good vibes. Race me, first place, no pride, no pride.
Brain waves.
Yo, 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 we're about to bring this artist live, so she can tell you exactly where y'all can go find that song, buy that song, whatever, man, but I'm looking to go get that song. So we're about to bring her live right now. Samantha, can you please, 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 please tell us more about this song?
Yes, definitely. Brainwaves was written at a point in my life where, you know, I felt like a lot of things had to change, and I know a lot of people can relate to that. So I just wanted to speak some truth inside of, you know, the culture of hip-hop, because a lot of times, you know, people mean well with the genre, and, you know, they get swept away in the industry. But, you know, I was given this gift by God, so I decided, okay, you know, this is the point where I really have to make sure that, you know, his truth is first and foremost. So that's really what inspired Brainwaves. It was crazy. I was just sitting there, you know, it was winter break, and I was off from college, and I was just sitting there in my room, and I had actually just gotten a call from one of, you know, an industry leader, and they were trying to get me to sign to a different label. And as soon as I hung up the phone, I was like, man, I don't really feel like this is what I'm called to do. And then just immediately, you know, just God gave me just all the lyrics, like just at once. You know, I just started writing. I didn't even remember what I was writing down. And that's where Brainwaves came from. But, yeah, I've been rapping since I was about 14. I started in Elkhart, Indiana, and I just started through my church. And it just, you know, I was able to grow and develop my talent and my ability to perform and to express myself using hip-hop. So it's been about 10, 12 years for that whole process to take place until now.
Wow. And all I have to say is wow, because you're that one song that I listen to, it's got me wanting more. You know what I mean? Like, you know when you listen to a song, you just want more from that artist?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I truly want more.
Well, hey, I mean, you won't have to wait long. Hopefully, you know, I've got new stuff that will be coming out the second quarter. I'm working on a single right now. In our label, Real Music Records, we're actually we're filming a documentary. It's called Prophecy Fulfilled, and it's just talking about the beginnings and the current goings on of Real Music Records, how we started, you know, different things that we're going through, and different ways that we're impacting our community for Christ and things that we stand up for. So there's a lot of things going on with Real Music Records, and I'm just blessed to be a part of it.
Oh, amen, man. So I just want to say God bless you, and thank you for calling in today and giving me a chance to interview you and hear you live.
Of course, of course. If anybody, you know, want to get in contact with me on Twitter, you can definitely find me at Solachi Voz. That's SolachiVoz. I always talk back. Our label also has a Twitter account at 2014RMR. So, tweet us, talk to us if you want music, if you're looking for appearances, features, anything like that. We'll definitely get back to you and want to look to build with everybody. So let us know.
All right. Well, thank you again, Solachi Voz, and you have a great Sunday.
Thank you, thank you. It's been a pleasure. I hope to talk to you again soon.
All right. So y'all heard it here first, man. That was Brainwaves and Goodbye by Solaji Vaz. And if y'all didn't get that Twitter handle correct, here we go again. It is Solaji Vaz at SolachiV as in volleyball, OZ. And you can follow their label, Real Music Records, at 2014 RMR. They're holding it down, man. And speaking of Real Music Records, we have the CEO, Prophecy, in the building. But before we bring him live, man, I know y'all heard some tracks from the homie before, and we're just going to spin one that we just love. We love, and I've heard it before I even became a host of a radio show. I heard this song, so y'all know what I'm going to play. Here we go.
You know my whole entire life, man, seem like everybody got something to say. Like I can't be a leader, I can't provide, I can't do what I need to do to survive, right? You know what? When all that builds up, ooh, man, this was one of those feelings. I go to God. I got two words for you. This is what I say. Yeah, yeah, let's go. God, please, please
help me every single day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away. God, please, please help me every single day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away. God, please, please help me every single day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away. God, please, please help me every single day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away.
I said back to the mic I go. Back to the nitty gritty, back to the beginning where everything was an emotional flow. And you really knew it very well from the way that I spoke. It's been real from the time my brother wrote. If you really didn't know, man, now you know. See the devil's on the sideline and it grows. Listen harder to the way that I flow. Everybody thinking that their brother don't know. Man, please, man, see your brother really knows. That the devil comes all out with temptations. How have you saying things out your mouth that you really never knew that you could say it? That's not you, yeah, right, replay it. Yeah, right, replay it. Everybody thinking it, can't nobody just say it. Now you wanna play that you really don't like. In the corner, hype to pop off and fight. How many times you gonna have sleepless nights? Telling you, man, you better get things right. Now you suck and it seems every day that this life could reset to rewind and replay. See, the devil will not delay. So how in the world you gonna pop off and play? Pop off and save, pop off too late. Now you're in a real danger field. But this real danger kills. So how does the anger feel? Better do what it do and call on his name. But for the talk, eats up the brain. Yeah, they be saying you insane. And all you gotta do is say two things.
God, please, please help me every single day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away. God, please, please help me every single day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away. God, please, please help me every single day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away. God, please, please help me every single day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away.
Shh, gotta be quiet. For the haters in the crowd. And if you look a little closer, you can see those lukewarm Christians now. I ain't trying to point fingers. Nah, that's not me. But if you feel what I felt and felt what I feel, would it make them want to scream like,
ah!
Bring it all back, try to put it in the bag, but you're ready to attack. How many people are really even bothered by that? Never mind personally how you really acting this whack. Now I got a groove, so hear what I say. Now God's here and he changed the way. I got things I'm about to shout and say. Even through the hate, I can proudly say, I got God and you got what? I got God and you got who? I got God and you got nothing. I got God and you still frontin'. I'ma be the one to raise my hand so everybody in the place can see. Yeah, I'ma be the one to raise my hand so everybody in the place can see. When I say that,
God, please, please help me every single day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away. God, please, please help me every single day. Help me to never go back. Help me never stray away. God, please.
All right, that was God Please by Real Music Records CEO Prophecy, and we are about to bring him live now. Prophecy, how you doing today, man?
How you doing, sir? How you doing this Sunday evening?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I'm good, man. Are you watching the game at all later today?
Well, Unfortunately, no, man. We got a lot of things to work on this week coming up, and sometimes you got to kind of put the entertainment side down to, you know, continue guys' work. Nothing against the football game, but, you know, I got other things that we got to handle.
Right. I feel you, man.
Yes, sir.
So tell us about that track, God Please, because we play it a lot here, man, because it hits us that deep. So tell us about that.
Well, God Please is coming from a bottom time in my life. I had so many people outside of my inner circle and in my inner circle at the time who told me to stop doing music. They said, you know, it's nothing that can be able to create stability for the average home. You know, you got your wife, your husband, your three kids, your house with your 2 acres of land and your white picket fence. So, you know, something that is basically something that, you know, can't support that. Well, being at the time frame that it was at, I said, well, you know what, God, you're going to have to give me a sign, because I'm starting to believe that. And it's like he kind of got mad at me. He was like, what, all the things that I done already brought you through, and you still need another sign. You know, I was kind of like the Israelites, you know, with Moses. He was like, you know, God's going to show you all of this, and you still complaining, you know. So when I sat down, I was sitting there, it's about 2-3 in the morning, and I was just screaming out, God Please, you know, on the inside. And one of my producers who I'm consistently working with, he had sent me a track and said, hey, listen, you know, this is just something I had. If you want it, go ahead and take it. Nobody else really was doing anything with it. Here, you know, go ahead. So when I first heard it, I was like, ooh, this is a little bit too street for me. You know, I'm kind of the mellow hip hop artist. I started with, you know, Taleb Kweli, Common, Slum Village, you know, those type
of
J Dilla, that type of music. That's how I started. So, you know, when I heard this, I was like, that's banger. That's a street. That's totally something I would never do. But as I kept saying, God Please, the lyrics end up writing itself. And like my artist, Salashi there, she just said that, you know, stuff came out. It came out, and I wrote the song in about 2.5, almost 3 hours, and that's been one of my top singles since. You know, God's really blessed, and he's opened doors. A lot of people who've never even really heard Christian hip-hop that hard has heard that song, and we're just truly blessed. And it's just brought a whole new just a whole new group and genre of people to, you know, the direction of Real Music Records and what we're doing and how music should be, real, from the start to finish, you know. So that's the gist of that.
Oh, man, I feel you on that. So we're going to play the other track that we have by you, Ohio, and after that we want you to jump into details about that.
Okay.
Can you drop that track for us before we spin it?
Yes, sir. This is Ohio, Midwest. This is from Prophecy, CEO and owner of Real Music Records. This is a track that we Midwesterners need to support, because we had a lot happen in Ohio this year. We need to keep pushing that. Here we go.
Midwest, respect the blow. Midwest, respect the flow.
Ohio.
Yeah. 513, born and raised, Cincinnati, paved the way. Christ Hospital, second month, frost out on that seventh day. God bless that firstborn, always stepping out for more, always reaching out for more. So let's see what's in store. In the storm of this northern slave, and against the gap that God gave. Now use it through light's rays, or the light in them dark caves. Thank God that he saves, thank God that he paved. Grooves right down on the ground for the ones who hearing the sound. Where's the bass that's in the cap? Real music, that's where it's at. Columbus said it's got my back, so I sit back and recline for God's picture, perfect sign. Yeah, fam, no filter needed, one of a kind. Instagram on the list, not completed. Keep rolling, no struggle.
Yo, yo, yo. That was Ohio by the Midwest and Real Music Records' very own CEO, Prophecy. Go follow him on Twitter at I Am Prophecy and let him know how you're feeling, man. Ohio, stand up. We are feeling that track all the way over here on the West Coast in California, and we are about to bring your very own live. Prophecy, can you tell us about that track, Ohio, man?
Yeah, it's real simple. Over the last 2 years, I've been able to have the privilege of being blessed to go out of state and make a lot of out-of-state appearances. And when I get to those certain venues and places where we're making the appearance and performing at, a lot of people would ask, you know, hey, you know, where you from? You know, where you from? And, you know, where you coming from? What neck of the woods? And I say, hey, well, Columbus, Ohio. I'm from Cincinnati, but we're actually, our headquarters is in Columbus, Ohio. Where's that at? Where? Is that Detroit? Is that Michigan? Is that, you know, where's that at? So I was like, you know what? I need to make something that is going to represent the city that I reside in, where my company started at, where I'm currently living, and just the state of Ohio in general. And there's not a lot of Midwest artists who really want to take up that whole entire Midwest weight on their shoulders and push it forward without, you know, making it sound a little cornballish, you know. So God was able to put something together real smooth, and we were able to go ahead and, you know, put that out there. And it was a single, and you can exclusively get that through ReverbNation.com, of course, /prophecy. And maybe we can get a remix together, you know. I mean, Grizzly Cub, you know, might want to get that Cali one started, you know. It's Cali, you know.
Hey.
I don't know, you know. Yo, maybe so, but we'll work on that.
Most definitely, man, most definitely. And you know what, one thing about you, Mr. Prophecy, I've been checking you out on social media, and I want to say kudos to you because I'm only 19 years old, and honestly, I don't know what I'm doing. It's by God's grace that I'm not lost anymore, and I know what I want to do in life. And I want to ask you, do you have anything to say to anybody who you know, they recently building a relationship with Christ, but they just don't know how to start executing plans? Like anybody else out there who doesn't have the chance to tune in live and will listen later, do you have anything to tell them about chasing their dreams and following God?
Well, that's funny how you say that, because we were actually approached by a film and a photography team who wants to do a documentary film on Real Music Records. And it's truly a blessing. That is actually our marketing campaign for that is starting Monday, March 2nd. We're doing a Kickstarter push for pledges. So you can pledge, and you'll be able to get a whole bunch of product from us. We're throwing a thank you concert, and you'll be able to watch the film digitally through download or get a hard copy. But the whole basis of the film is not about me. It's about really stepping out of faith. A lot of the times and a lot of the moves that I've made just being able to develop is just stepping out of faith. I mean, there sometimes there's a game plan. Sometimes there isn't. And the times that there isn't, you have to have 100% focus, and you got to be able to have faith and trust that God is going to be able to bless. And again, us being human, our time is not on God's time. You know, there's sometimes when I would want a track to be able to hit the masses at a certain time frame and hit this many numbers, and it doesn't. And then I would get a track that does the direct opposite, and I'm like, well, I wasn't even planning on that track to really touch people and that amount of time frame. And it's like, wow, okay, well, now what do I do? Well, now you got to step out on faith, and you got to move with God and let him go with you and take you from step A to step B and going to C. Every single one of my artists and my clients that's on our artist development program have gone through or is currently going through certain things in their spiritual life as far as being an artist and personal. So every single time things don't line up right, you have to understand that you got to step out of faith. You really got to push forward, because as Christians and as Christian artists, we can't go backwards and we can't stand still. And that's two things that I've never done in my life, is just stand still or go backwards. I always continue to move forward no matter what. So that's, you know, if I had to say anything, keep moving and move with God, and he'll show you the way, guaranteed.
Hey, y'all heard it first, man, from Prophecy. And if y'all was listening in and took that in, just take that and run with it. And Prophecy, man,
yes,
it's always a blast. It's a blast having you here, man. And I hope to see you around here later on in 2015.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. So can you shout out all your social media, everything else that we can contact you on?
Yes, yes. You can definitely hit me up on Twitter. That's I Am Prophecy. And I spell my name a little different because copyright. So it's P-R-O-P-H-C-E-O. That's Prophecy. And then you can catch me on Facebook. Of course, that's Prophecy Real Music Records. Real Music Records is all one word. Prophecy One is the Facebook, or is the the YouTube page. You can definitely check most of our my videos out there, and also follow the actual and subscribe to the YouTube for Real Music Records. We just started up our social media, our major social media push January 1st of 2015. So follow 2014 at RMR. Definitely check out RMR on YouTube. We have monthly jam session videos that we put up where we're just, you know, sitting down doing a cipher. Check all that out. Put all the comments down. And just go from there. Any other place, man, we can definitely connect and go from there.
All right. Well, Prophecy, thank you for stopping by, man, and God bless you and have a great rest of your Sunday, man.
You too, sir.
Thank you. All right, y'all, man, we got one guest who's been holding on since the jump of the show. Hey, yo, Soul, man, this is your first time on the show. What did you think about the show, man?
Man, I really liked it. I like what you're doing, like making with the artists and putting them out. There was one artist in particular that I really liked. I think his name was Webley.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, whatever song you played by him, I really liked that one. But overall, I like the show.
All right, for sure, man. And I want you to shout out your Twitter and where we can go listen to some of your beats and go find them at.
You can follow me on Twitter at Soul the Ninja. You can find me on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/SoulTheNinja, youtube.com/SoulTheNinja. Or if you want to Google me, just Google Brookfield Mackey, and that's all me. It'll show, like, all my sites.
All right, man. Well, I want to thank you for stopping by, bro. And I want to God bless you and keep knocking down the industry from Alabama, all right?
Oh, yes. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. Take care.
All right. You too.
All right, y'all. That was the show. Kings of Kings Radio interview with 2014 Real Music Records, Webley, and the homie Soul the Ninja, Mr. 808. Hope y'all tune in next Sunday. We got more stuff in store for y'all. God bless you and have a happy Super Bowl Sunday. Well, rest of your Sunday. But anyway, still God bless y'all, man. One love.